feeding the cows?
We're gonna feed the cows.
Okay, great.
Logan Wild is standing on the back of his Ford truck, cutting twine from bales of hay on a frosty day in December. His 15-year-old daughter, Charlotte, is at the wheel as they drive toward a mass of black cows huddled together in the pasture.
Well, I kind of always understood that I was the oldest son, and I kind of always understood that I'd come back and work for the ranch. But, slow down, Charlotte. Not quite done.
Charlotte, who just got her learner's permit, hits the brakes so Wild doesn't lose his balance while flipping haystacks off the tailgate. Wild and his two brothers all work on their ranch in Croydon, Utah, that's been in their family for six generations. They raise cows and sheep. Croydon is a town of about 200 in Morgan County, where many work in agriculture or at the towering cement factory nearby. Charlotte says it's a very close-knit community.
I think that, like, anywhere you go, you can get close to your neighbors, but, like, especially, like, out here, like, we're always, like, we have this little Facebook group where we, like, post, does anyone have this, and we, like, borrow stuff, like, back and forth, and we always can, like, run next door and grab butter if we need it or something.
But Morgan County has changed a lot since Wild was young, with more people moving there from the Salt Lake Valley. It's one of the reasons he decided to run for the District 53 seat he now holds, which includes Olive Ridge and Daggett counties and parts of Duchesne and Summit counties, minus Park City.
I mean, as young people come along, they want a house. They want to be able to expand themselves. And you have to accommodate for those kinds of things. But at the same time, you also have to weigh the cost of what is going to be the overall burden to the community by putting in a new development.
Wild first got into politics more than a decade ago, after his uncle asked him to serve on the Farm Bureau. He eventually was persuaded to run for a seat on the local conservation district and then the Morgan County Council. As a member of these boards, he was able to travel around the state and to D.C. to lobby on issues like land management and the sage grouse.
I did get the taste for it. And at that point, it kind of gave me the idea, oh, I'd like to be in the state legislature or state senate at one point or another. And so I started to look for avenues to do that.
His ascent to the state house wasn't exactly guaranteed. He ran against veteran lawmaker and former Republican Speaker of the House, Melvin Brown, in a tight primary race.
Well, lo and behold, I was able to beat him, which kind of amazed
by
me. Nine votes. Just a small margin, which it was small.
Brown contested the results to the state Supreme Court, but eventually conceded the race. In a phone interview, he said Wild had a more enthusiastic turnout, especially in Morgan County.
The problem is you've got a constituent base that's actively and involved, and if they turn out to vote and are interested in the election, they can certainly help you. But in this particular case, they weren't engaged, and so it didn't help much.
Tina Cannon is the Morgan County Council Chair and has known Wild for several years. She says people were surprised by Wild's come-from-behind win, but thinks his knowledge of local issues played a big role.
Because we're really becoming a tale of two counties, really. We've got the part of Morgan County that's closest to the Wasatch Front in the Mountain Green area that has experienced a lot of growth. And then we have the more rural aspect, how you meet the needs of both. And that gives Logan some really unique qualities in representing the citizens of Utah and balancing those two aspects.
Wild admits it's a balancing act, especially with a constituency that isn't that keen on big government.
I understand what's happening at a local level. I understand why we're failing with our roads. You know, all these things, because I've seen it. I'm sitting there trying to crunch numbers to make a budget work, and there just doesn't seem like there's enough money to go around.
Wild is now 3 weeks into his first term at the legislature. He sits on the political subdivisions and natural resources and agriculture committees, and he's already proposed a few bills, one on water rights and another giving more discretion to counties on how to use local emissions fees. For him, advocating for more autonomy and local control for his district starts with listening and learning the furious pace of the legislative process. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.